I'm pretty much beyond childbearing age. Plus, I'm not a woman. And even if I went through the sex change, I don't think I'm likely to get pregnant. But even so, I follow the abortion laws the red states are implementing, not fearful for my own consequences, but because it interests me how the same folks who want government out of everything but our bedroom think it's politically advantageous to use abortion as a wedge issue. Most folks in the U.S. of A. think abortion should be legal, and most folks think abortion is bad. I've never had an abortion, but I bet if I had, I'd wish things hadn't gotten to that point. Idaho just sent a bill to the governor for a signature that bans abortion after 6 weeks and allows, like Texas, private citizens to sue doctors. Idaho added a wrinkle allowing each family member to sue for $20,000, figuring, I guess, that the lost joy of babysitting grandchildren ought to be worth a lot of money. Not sure what the loss to aunts and uncles would be, but hey, $20,000 ought to cover about any grief. Forget about the savings in birthday and Christmas presents. A lot of right-wing Republican states are lining up to hit the road running if the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, so Idaho, one of the most crimson in a growing constellation of anti-abortion states, caught my attention with its clause that would not allow a rapist to sue for his victim's abortion. This seemed mighty liberal to me, until I got to the part about the rapist's relatives who could file suit. Now, I respect the rights of a rapist as much as the next baby-loving kook, but come on. The brother, mother, father, cousin of Ted Bundy, whose victim survives and becomes pregnant, can be sued for tens and tens of thousands of dollars by the creepy family? Are you kidding me? Idaho should change its license plate motto, Famous Potatoes, to something more current, Victims Twice.